Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a...
Tell me what you want to be when you get older. Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Or good day, boys and girls, because it must be Sunday, because moms and dads and papas and grandmas and grandpa and poppy, aunts and uncles and babysitters and people who just care are all home today. And we are so glad that you are letting us come into your cozy, cozy home. Right now, the weather is a little bit different right now, but however, we are still there to be able to read to you bedtime stories and songs so that you can be able to enjoy. And of course, you know we have our other host, Starfish.
Hello, boys and girls. How's everyone doing? I know it's hard to stop and do something else, especially when you're having so much fun. But today, it's hard to have fun when there's rain outside.
Certainly is. It's very hard to do that. And then to be able to come inside, I think that some of the boys and girls probably know exactly what that's like. I think on the West Coast, Starfish, I think we still have some boys and girls out there. Let's hear.
Yes, because as you know, boys and girls, just because it's raining over here on the East Coast doesn't mean that we have the same weather forecast on the West Coast, are even on the other side of the world.
You are so right, and I wonder when it took me a while to get here because I was looking for one thing and I couldn't find it because of the rain. An umbrella, something you don't even know what that is, probably.
Of course. No umbrella for me. I love the water.
And I know that boys and girls, even if it's raining, Starfish, some of them still like to go out.
Exactly. I heard that boys and girls love to jump in puddles. Boys and girls, does that sound like something that you would do?
And I bet you some of the teens like that, too. So let's hear how some of you children are out there playing, and it might be a little bit hard to get you to come back in. You want to hear some of those kids playing, Starfish?
Yes, Aunt Jewel. Sounds like they're having a wonderful time. Boys and girls, you gotta come in for dinner. That's exactly what the mom is probably trying to tell them, to come in for dinner, to come in to wash your hands, brush your teeth, and take a bath. Now, as you know, boys and girls, bedtime is a process that one must get ready. And if you listen to Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, we have a list. And I know you don't need a piece of paper and a pen anymore because that list is probably ingrained in your head. The bedtime story list. Aunt Jewel, can you remember all the bedtime stories all the bedtime story lists that we have here on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories? Don't tell us yet, but make sure you have a little checklist in your mind. Try to think of it before I go ahead and tell you.
So many things. I bet you Kaylin is probably still thinking about it, and so is little TJ.
Okay, boys and girls, I'll give you a couple seconds to listen, to think about it. All right, boys and girls, I know you have it in your head. Let's say it. The bedtime list. First, we put away our toys. Then, we get our pillow, our companion, our blankie, or our teddy bear. And then we get our favorite PJs.
I know I love mine.
Exactly, because we need to get ready to take a bath. Once we take a bath and have our clean new PJs on, we need to brush our teeth and wash our face. All right, you guys are ready. Now let's listen to our bedtime story song. Checklist, here you go, boys and girls.
Are your eyes dropping yet?
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
That is definitely a long list, Starfish.
Yes, but I know we have so many smart boys and girls, especially after having our little callers in from last Sunday. They certainly can remember all of those items on the list.
I think they do, and certainly when they continue to listen to Blake Talk Radio's show from Aunt Jewel's Bedtime stories on every Sunday, I think that they are beginning to remember this. They may even memorize it.
Oh, yes, and they probably don't even know they're memorizing it just because they're singing along with the song. Now,
boys
and girls,
help you remember.
I know that you are probably saying, "Aunt Jewel, Starfish, I am not tired. I just took a bath and I'm clean and I'm in my favorite PJs and I want to read. I don't want to go to bed."
But you know what? You've got to make sure that you're clean, because you have to make sure that you've got your rubber ducky, and you can't put pajamas on a body that isn't clean and you haven't done anything with your ears, and you certainly can't get into the bathtub if you haven't scrubbed in between your toes and you haven't even played with your rubber ducky. So how can you even do that?
Of course. Boys and girls, you are in store for great stories this evening. But let me see, boys and girls, depending upon where you are in the world, let me have you look out the window and tell me what you see. Aunt Joel, you look out the window. How is the weather over there?
Well, we're having a very different day, and it was forecast rain, and guess what? It did rain. So that's why I needed my umbrella.
Oh, my goodness. And Aunt Joel, I look out my window, and I have rain, too. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of a song.
What song?
This, boys and girls, is called Rain, Rain, Go Away. Please come again another day. Here you go, Aunt Jules and boys and girls. Rain, Rain, Go Away by the New England Children. Was so much fun, but I don't know if it brought away the rain, but I know it certainly will. So, boys and girls, you are in store for a great story. I know you guys were wearing your favorite rain boots and your favorite rain jacket because you don't want to get wet, of course. So, boys and girls, I'm going to read you a story. Now, this book is called Waiting Out the Storm by Joanne Early McKen and illustrated by Susan Gaber. Waiting Out the Storm. Mama?
Yes, Buttercup.
What is that I hear?
It's only the wind in the treetops, my dear.
Why does it whistle?
A storm's on its way. The wind calls away the raindrops to come out and play. They come when the wind calls.
They burst from the cloud, skipping and leaping and laughing out loud. They spin and they tumble. They bounce on the breeze. They dance to the tune of the wind in the trees.
Mama?
Yes, Buttercup?
What's that I hear?
That's the rumble of thunder, my dear.
It's too loud, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's only a sound. Thunder stomps. Thunder stumbles and bumbles around.
What is it doing?
It's racing up high, chasing the lightning all over the sky.
But lightning's too tricky. It starts and it stops.
Yes, it flashes and dashes between the raindrops. What will the turtles do? Oh, don't you fret, my dear. Turtles like being outside when it's wet. Like ducks? Yes, ducks paddle in the water all day. Paddles are ducks' favorite places to play. And puddles are ducks' favorite places to play. Mama, what about the chipmunks? They snuggle together deep in their burrow in wet, windy weather. Are birds able to come out? Where do they go? Beneath mama's wings. When rain falls and wind blows, the mama bird sings. Hush, little chickadees, never you fear. There, there, you're safe now, and I'm right here. We're comfy inside. Yes, we'll stay dry and warm, cozy together here out of the storm. Tomorrow the sun will shine, then we'll go play. We'll splash in the pond like the ducks do all day. But for now, let's just watch. It's a wonder to see. I'm so glad I have you to share it with me. So come, darling buttercup, here where it's warm. Like chickadee babies, we're safe from the storm. While wind blow and rain fall, we'll wait out the weather. Cozy as bunnies, yes, snuggling together. The end.
Oh, I think the boys and girls are really loving this. And something, especially when it's raining, you have to be inside to be able to hear some of these stories.
Exactly. You have to be inside.
And put on that favorite yellow raincoat that I know, boys and girls, you have a favorite raincoat, or maybe even some duck rain boots. Starfish, don't you remember seeing duck rain boots on little children?
Oh, yes, I do. I see little duck rain boots, and I've seen little froggy ones, too.
Yes, because I know that Randy and Aaron and Shell, that was their favorite. They just couldn't wait till it started raining.
Exactly, jumping in the big puddles.
And, of course, when you do all that, you know what it means when you jump into a puddle. It is a lot of dirt, which wet dirt, dirt with water equals, can you imagine what it is? And certainly starfish, probably in the ocean, you may not even know.
Equals, I don't know. I can't even imagine.
I know that Summer knows, and Summer tells her brother, it's mud. Mud cakes.
Oh. Mud cakes. Oh, my goodness.
Your
that
favorite.
Tasty. Is it tasty or no?
I know it was your favorite. And you add some seaweed and you've got dinner.
Exactly.
So, of course, when you've got all that mud, you better get ready to do the boogie woogie. Bathtub
yes.
song.
Of course. You better get ready, boys and girls. Are you ready?
You got to make it fun.
Even if you're not jumping outside in the puddles, you could pretend and do the boogie woogie inside. Here we go, boys and girls. The boogie woogie wash.
If you can get into the right frame of mind, you can have a real good time just taking a bath with the boogie woogie wash rag blue.
I know that Deborah's ready.
You just put a little rhythm in the scrub.
Come on, Tina.
Do a little splashing in the tub. Put a tickle in your toes and a tingle on your nose with the boogie woogie wash rag blues. And you can scrub a little wow in your eyebrows.
And scrub a little glow on your elbows.
Then add a little grin to your cheeks and chin. And put a little zip in your hips.
And do you think the cable's ready?
Give a gentle squeeze to your knees.
He's always ready.
Put a little charm in your arms. Then linger for a while on your fingers as you smile with the boogie woogie waffle track blues. Now put a little sparkle on your ankles.
And there it goes.
Then rub a little bliss on your face and wrist and any other place you might have missed.
I think we're getting all the parts.
Shine a little cheer on your ears and put a little beat in your feet. And don't forget to check your stomach and your neck with the boogie woogie wash rag blues. Yeah, the boogie, the boogie woogie wash rag blues.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie woogie time.
And Starfish, you are so lucky, boys and girls, because she lives in the ocean, and guess what? She stays clean all the time.
Oh, yes, I do.
And last time we had, didn't we have Jason or Michaela or Cameron? I know they've got it down because they were here and they knew exactly what to do.
Exactly. Jaden and Cameron certainly knew. And they knew what their favorite PJs were.
I know that also, so does Tony and little TJ. And, of course, Fallon. Fallon being the only girl in her family beside her mom, she always stayed clean and always wore those pink pajamas just like summer.
Exactly. All this jumping around reminds me of my favorite poem that I want to read for today that gets me in the mood of this rainy day. It's called Moon Frog. Well, jumping and jumping certainly is what this frog did. The moon slid down the sky. The froggy whispered, "Soon. If only it comes close enough, I'll leap onto the moon." The moon slid lower still. The froggy paused, then hopped. His long legs launched him at the moon and landed him on top. The moon sailed smoothly on along its starry course, with Froggy proudly riding like a jockey on a horse. Oh, that got me really excited.
You know what that means, boys and girls? Are your eyes closed or are they still wide awake? Are you still looking at your mommy and daddy now that you're all so clean? It's
I know, time. You're getting ready for bed, boys and
it's
girls.
It's time.
And you probably had a wonderful weekend, and even though it may have rained on Saturday and Sunday, that was not going to stop you. So, change of plans. Everything must come inside. Our adventure and our exploration goes indoors from
outside.
Inside, inside, inside.
inside.
Here we go, boys and girls. Can you think of activities that you can do and change from outdoors to inside?
Well, you know, Starfish, I know that Shauna always loves to bake. So that's probably what she's doing.
That is certainly a fun activity to do. And everyone can join in at home. Someone can be the stirrer. Someone could be the mixer. Someone could watch the oven to make sure that the food doesn't burn, of course. What other activities could we do indoors? Can you think of anything, Aunt Jewel? I'll try to think of something. I know, hide and go seek or treasure hunt. These all sound like so much fun. Well, boys and girls, I'm going to read you a book called Inside, Inside. This book is called Inside, 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 written and illustrated by Holly Mead. Hey, no one. I found your blue crystal pee-pee marble under your bed. I wonder, where did that go? I thought to myself. Thanks, Jenny. Where should I put it? How about inside the salt shaker? Okay, well, what about the salt? I'll make a pile. Now, what are you doing? Closing the salt shaker inside the cereal box. What for, Noah? For fun. What about the cereal? I'll eat it later. The cereal box will just fit inside this recipe box. Noah, won't Mom get mad? Mad? You know about the salt and the cereal? Well, she's not up yet. Do we put the recipe box inside another box? We don't have another box. We have this hat. That's my hat. Well then, we have your hat. Noah, what are you doing? Playing, it's a game. What game? Inside, inside, inside. Inside, inside, inside. Yep. It goes in your hat. It goes in your hat. Okay. I want to play. How about my pillowcase? Perfect, Jenny. Do we just leave the pillow on the floor? Sure, for now. What do you think? Should we try Dad's jacket? We could zipper it all inside. Yay! But won't Dad need his jacket today? Maybe. Perfect fit. Is that the end of the game? No. Help me carry it to the shower. Let's see if we can get the jacket inside the hamper. Phew, smelly clothes. That's the end of the game. How come, Noah? Because we can't put the shower inside anything. It's already inside the bathroom. And the bathroom inside the house. And the house is inside... Noah. What's the house inside of? inside the neighborhood, I guess. That was fun. Want to play again? No. Let's draw instead. Well, what? Pen. Inside. Picture. Okay. I'm going to start with the shell. I'm going to start at drawing moons. I'm really good at drawing moons. That's good. We'll need a moon. I broke a crayon. That's okay. I'm going to draw what's outside the inside. Okay, Noah? Okay. I've drawn the shower, house, neighborhood, town, state, and next is the country. I'm not sure of the state. I'd better get a book. This takes a long time, doesn't it, Noah? Yes, but it's worth it. Why? Because it is. Mom says art's worth it. Is this art? Yes. I'm going to try to draw Saturn. It has hula hoops around it. Rings, Jenny. It's rings. Right, rings. What we're drawing on the edges is called the solar system. Oh. We did it, Noah. We did it. Can you remember where we started? Was it the shower? No. Really, really started. Oh! We started with your blue crystal peewee marble. Yep, and then you put the marble inside the salt shaker, and the salt shaker inside the cereal box. Then came the recipe box, which went inside the, what did the recipe box go inside of? Your hat! Oh, yes. My hat. Do you think my hat is all right? Probably. Then what happened, Jenny? Noah, I really like my hat. Maybe you should check on it. My crystal peewee is my favorite marble, and I'm not worried about it. I guess. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? My hat went inside my wastebasket, which went inside the pillowcase, which went inside Dad's jacket. Which went inside the hamper, and we put that inside the shower. Good job, Jenny. Thanks. I'll say the rest. The shower is inside the bathroom. Inside the house, inside the neighborhood, inside the town, inside the state, inside the country, inside the continent, inside the world, inside the solar system, inside. What's the solar system inside of, Noah? The Milky Way galaxy. But we need a much bigger piece of paper. What's the Milky Way galaxy inside of? I don't know, Jenny. Let's get a snack. Hey, cookies go inside of me. Yummy. Crunch, crunch. Yeah, but let's play something else now. Noah! Uh-oh, I think Mom saw the wastebasket. The end.
I love that story, and I love the music, and I also felt like it was raining harder there than it was raining here.
Exactly. You definitely felt the pitter-pitter-patter. Pitter-pitter-patter, the sound that the rain makes. And just like we said, there's so many games that you could do inside your house, and you just got to be creative. Use your imagination. You know, boys and girls, when we talk about going into dreamland, you certainly have a wonderful, open, wide imagination. And now you want to use it while you're awake. And you could use it inside your home and think of anything. Jenny and Noah decided to go as far as drawing the galaxy with all the planets and the continents and the states and the cities and the neighborhoods all the way down to their own home.
It just lets you know that...
Sorry, Angela.
Oh, that's okay, but it just lets you know that you don't have to be bored just because it's raining outside.
Exactly. And even if you can't think of anything like Noah or Jenny thought of, or the ideas that you, Aunt Jewel, came up with, cooking or playing games, you can just listen to the sound of the rain and make a game from that. Boys and girls, listen to this song called Rain Is Falling by the
Rain is falling down, falling down, it's falling down. Rain is falling down on me, everybody. Rain is falling down, it's falling down. Rain is falling down on me. Everything needs rain, the rivers and streams, all of the plants and the animals, on the land and in the sea. And rain can make the biggest trees from the tiniest seeds. All right, now try this. Drip, drop. Drip, drop.
Drop.
Good. Now keep
drip,
that up
drip,
and try this.
Drop, drop.
Splash.
Drip, drip, drop.
Drop.
Splash.
Drip, drip, drop.
Drop.
Splash. Patter, patter, patter.
Drop, drop.
Splash.
Patter, patter, patter.
Drop, drop.
Splash.
Patter, patter, patter.
Drop, drop.
Splash.
Rain is falling down, falling down, it's falling down. Rain is falling down on me, everybody. Rain is falling down, it's falling down. Rain is falling down on me. Here we go. Rain is falling down, it's falling down. Rain is falling down on me.
Rain is falling down. Drip, drop. Could you have imagined that you could create your own song by just listening to the sound of the rain, the sound that the nature creates? Oh, so many things that you can do while we have a rainy, rainy day. Now, I know that was so much that we did today here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. And you're certainly ready for bed. Grandma and Grandpa, let's snuggle in with the boys and girls and get ready for our bedtime story.
I think we have a grandpa that's on the line.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear what Grandpa does when he's getting ready to go to bed or even reading some bedtime stories. Is Grandpa there? Starfish, can you bring Grandpa in?
Oh, at this moment, I do not see any callers, but I'm sure he'll love to call in because he was probably dancing to our song, Drip Drop. He'll probably be ready in a few minutes.
Oh, well, he was calling before, and I think that it dropped off. So while I'm probably reading the story, maybe you can find out what happened to Grandpa, because we really want him to come because he is so much fun, boys and girls. Isn't it special to have your grandma and puppy there, and also your mommy and daddy, and your aunt, of course, Aunt Tina. You know she's always there. She's got those special little glasses. I just love to be able to have her when she comes on. Now, we're going to have this bedtime story because we just had a song that we were able to sing with. I was having fun, too, because I was singing, too. Drip, drop, and pat, pat, spatter, spatter. And when you see that on the window, you're wondering, will it come inside? You're wondering, what else can you do? And Starfish told us what we can do. But imagine if you were a tiger, what would you do? Now, this book is called The Dancing Tiger. It's by Malachi Doyle. And he had two people help him on the illustrations. They were paintings, Steve Johnson and Lou Francher. Now, you ready, boys and girls? Are you sleepy yet? I know, I see you, Blinky. Do you have your Blinky on? Blake, do you got that Blinky in your mouth? Oh, I also see Stratton. Stratton has a pacifier, and not only the pacifier, but also a special pacifier that makes him so that he could be able to have his thumb in. And there's Brenda. Brenda, she's already dozing off to sleep. And Nene, there's Nene. Oh, my goodness. She's trying to stay awake, but it's really kind of hard to do. Now, here we go. Now, there once was a tiger, a gentle tiger in the woods below the hill, and he danced on his tippy toes when the world is dreaming still. Eden does that because Eden is a dancer. She also dances on her tippy toes. So you only ever hear him in the silence of the night, and you only ever see him when the full moon's shining bright. Can you imagine, boys and girls, to see a tiger dancing in the woods? Well, this happened one summer night. I saw him first, twirling, whirling around, and then I heard him gasp in fright. He knew that he had been found. That happens sometimes when you do hide and seek and you think that you have a really good place, and it's such a surprise when you find that somebody is able to see you. Now, as he turned to me and whispered, "Please don't mention that I'm here," the laughter in his lighting eyes swept away my fear. "If you will keep my secret and never tell a soul, then you may come and dance with me on nights the moon is whole." Imagine a tiger that dances, but not only dances, but can talk. So once a month, from then till now, I tiptoe to the woods. We'll twirl and sway among the trees, as Tiger said we could. Oh, my goodness, close your eyes. Just think of that. A tiger that dances and a tiger that talks. And you're able to play with this tiger. What a special treat. We skip in spring through bluebells. In summer, circled slow. We've high-kicked in the autumn leaves. And waltzed in winter snow. This tiger's been around for some time in all the seasons. But now that I am old and gray, my dancing nights are done. I've chosen you, great-grandchild, to take my place, so come. Let me give you Tiger's hand. The moon is rising high. I'll sit and watch you dancing both beneath the star-bright sky. The end.
Wow, that's amazing, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, isn't that? I mean, a tiger is so large. A tiger that you may have thought was even dangerous. But this was a very special tiger, because this tiger not only was outside, not in a cage, but was twirling and swirling and dancing and could talk and even gave you not a pony ride, but a tiger ride.
Oh, that sounds great. A tiger ride. I can't even imagine where you would go and the things that you would see.
I wonder if that's the same tiger or if he's even a relative of Tony the Tiger on the cereal box.
I think that might be a possibility.
I bet you he probably knows him because he's friendly too.
Yes, he's certainly friendly.
I wonder, boys and girls, if Mikayla is asleep, or maybe even Camera. Do you think they fell asleep? Because we saw them on Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories.
I think
right
they
on
might
their Facebook, and they were
too.
Asleep. You
oh, yes.
You think they are?
I think they might be dozing off. It's about that time for the East Coast bedtimers, but certainly not on the West Coast time.
No, it's not. The sun is still up. And here, the moon is up.
But, boys and girls, guess what? Aunt Jewel and I want to give you a round of applause because you survived the rainy day of Sunday because you found wonderful creative things to do.
I don't think any of the boys and girls out there will be bored when it rains. And when they hear that the forecast is raining, rain, and not snow, but you can also have fun in snow, that they will still be excited because you gave them such a long list of what they possibly could do.
Exactly. And even something as simple as listening to nature. You can find so many things and even come up with a song and a dance, just like that tiger dance. It twirls.
Right, and I think that some of our kids are falling asleep. And you know what that does with mommies and daddies when they see that their children are fast asleep, and especially the babies are already down.
It makes them
breathing.
Feel at peace because
it
they
sure
know
does.
That they're entering dreamland. So good night, Caden. Good night, Tony. Good night, Kaylin. Good night, Charmaine.
And good night, little Chrissy. Because when the sky grows dark and the moon goes bright, everyone goes to sleep. Except, is that you? Just like a star, Corrine Bailey Ray is a wonderful song that we always play.
Just like a star, boys and girls. Just like a star.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel of the sky. You have appeared to me. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone.
Boys and girls, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Radio Show, where moms, dads, aunts, uncles, boys and girls can take a trip into dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's imagination playground. Have a good night, boys and girls. Good night, Aileen.
Good night.
Good night, Danielle. Good night, Shauna. Good night, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, we have 6 minutes. Maybe we can get still grandfather on there. You think so? But tell everyone goodbye. Keep saying the goodbyes because that's the only way that they're going to go to sleep because they are our friends, aren't they?
Good night, Tony. Good night, Aunt Renee. Have a good night. Good night, Hannah. Good night, Natalie. Good night, Jacoba. Good night, Fallon. Good night, James. Good night, Blake. Have a good night. Take a trip into dreamland.
Hold on.
And Grandpa, let's hear a word from him. He would surely love to say goodnight to all the boys and girls. I'm sure he's getting ready. He has his favorite PJs on, but maybe not so much ready for bedtime because he's on the West Coast. We can't wait to have our bedtime story hour with the grandma and grandpas. Boys and girls, hopefully you'll stay tuned for that radio show in May with our wonderful grandmas and grandpas. Good night, Ellie. Good night, Ingrid. Have a good night. Good night, all. Good night.
Hello, boys and girls out there. And the ones on the West Coast, you know that we have a friend.
And boys and girls, take an imagination trip as you listen to the rain.
Some of you are still awake, because some sleep in peace and quiet, some make lots of noise when they sleep. Some sleep standing up, like we saw with the little boy on the skis, while some sleep on the move. In the car seat, I may add. Some sleep with one eye open. Some sleep with both eyes open. They don't even blink. All the fish in the sea. Some sleep peacefully alone. While others sleep all together, huddled close at night. That's a lot of penguins. But when the sky turns blue and the sun goes bright, everyone wakes up. Except for the tired owl. Boys and girls, good night, and thank you so much for being a part of Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And you're going to be well rested for the next day ahead, full of energy. Just getting ready for the day ahead. And there's only one thing we have to do, Starfish. What do you think that is? Say good night. And of course, close your eyes. See you next Sunday. And we welcome your photos of going to sleep. Good night. Aunt Jewel and Starfish.